School District Maintenance Director Dan Tate updated the board about the project Tuesday night.
The district is interested in working with the soon-to-be-selected contractor on a potential early start in April. And the district has had experience with large construction projects during the school year, particularly with the 2014 remodel at the elementary school.
Bids were scheduled to be open this week and a contractor selected after those bids are evaluated. Administrators thought they had state funding for the project secured 6 years ago, but that was pulled along with other money for other state capital projects during the state's financial crisis. In the meantime, school staff started up renovation of the new Viking Cafe for middle and high school students. Then last December, the district received word of a state grant of nearly $1 million. The district plans to add over $500,000 to that. School board members asked about the impact of the construction work on students during the school year. Tate and school superintendent Erica Klute-Painter said they would adapt.
We're planning to do this cafeteria and kitchen over in the middle high school before we do the elementary, but it's quite possible that we will be mobilizing and doing some work during the school year like we did when we pulled all the sides off for the renovation, and we just adapt.
And it's possible that construction materials may show up and we will try to place them accordingly so that we can continue. Again, we'll try to be adaptive to the situation.
Yep.
The bulk of the work is expected to happen during the summer. At the same time, the school is also expect to be replacing a 35-year-old underground heating fuel tank by the middle school. And the district also plans to keep chipping away at a remodel of playground space around the elementary school. But Tate explained that the food service renovation and the fuel tank replacement may limit how much manpower the district has for playground work.
The project is being done in stages and being done in-house as much as possible to keep construction costs manageable. It is the district's intention to continue yearly progress alongside the other district priorities. Some years will see moderate growth, and others will have smaller changes as manpower and finances allow.
The district hired an architect to draft a master plan for the campus around Racy Stedman. That includes a track behind the school that administrators have been hoping to build for decades. Superintendent Klute-Painter said that's been talked about as long as she's been with Petersburg Schools.
So talking with Parks and Rec about that, also talking with different people in the community, I think that whole area could be something that we really, that could be a huge community area talking with people from hospital, getting people out on the track, making it an area that's a little bit more accessible and usable. So again, we're just going to keep going with our field of dreams.
The next playground work could be on the end of the school near the library. The playground on the opposite end may need to be shut down as construction materials are staged there during the food service renovation. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.